You know, faith is a kind of mystery in why we come to faith and how we come to faith and why sometimes people come to faith and other people don't. And even in the same family with the same experience, why is it that some do have faith and others don't? It's kind of a mystery. We don't have the whole thing about it, but we know there are many dimensions to faith. One of them being kind of a statement of belief, right? That we believe this and this is our faith. We use that word for that. But in today's gospel, it shows just another dimension of faith, another dimension that faith that is connected with fear. You know, the opposite of fear, that for those who do not have faith are often people who have lots of fear in their life. Fear of that something would happen. In today's gospel, we see that dimension of faith being played out because here they are terrified because of the storm, and it seems like Jesus is asleep. You know, like almost like in our own lives, in the storms of our life, Jesus seems to be asleep, right? And of course, he's still present, but for us, may seem to be asleep. And then when he wakes, it calms the storm down in our lives, it calms the storms of our life. He makes a connection. Oh, you have little faith. Why were you terrified? Why are you afraid? And of course, John Paul II's famous words, be not afraid, is part of that faith. To step out, and a lot of times, it is only when you cross over your fears that then you actually get to see God working and holding you up and giving you the courage and the graces you need. But you gotta give him the chance to show you it by even dealing with or facing our own fears in our own lives, especially the fears that come around a relationship with God and what God has called us to do in our life. You know, I've said it many times, oftentimes I ask people to do something, their response is usually fear. I can't do that, I'm afraid. What if I fall? What if I look stupid? These kinds of things that create a kind of fear in one's life. But what it does do is it really stops God from working with us. He chose to work with us, but it stops God from showing us how we can begin to do many other things with his grace. The challenge as we continue this Eucharist, remember that his presence here, like he was in the boat asleep, his presence has always been here with us. And the challenge of not being terrified, not being afraid to step out, and then watch what God does. And maybe, who knows, God's filled with surprises, and it'll be like, you know, that was the scariest thing I ever done. However, with God's grace, it has been the most grace-filled event with God's presence. But it takes that kind of leap. It's strange. I wish that he kind of maybe force us into it, but instead wants to cooperate with us, our will. So never, ever force you. If you choose to shut it down, he says, okay, but the grace will always become available when you open yourself up.